Hello, this is Billy Brim. I'd like to have your attention. I've been listening very closely and so thrilled. I've tried to keep a track of every state that we have because it's going to be important today. Let me count here how many I said. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. I heard 36 states announce themselves. And, of course, I can't, as you can tell when you're listening, you can't always hear. Sometimes it's muffled. I believe there are more. I particularly want to thank you who are from Washington, Oregon, California, Idaho, Utah. You got up so early, 2 hours earlier, and in some places in Colorado and other places you're up an hour early. I want to thank you for that. It's so very important. And I believe, Belgium and Canada, more than one from Canada. And I want to thank every one of you for being with us on this very most important prayer day. I have asked Lynn Hammond to be a co-host today. Lynn, are you there?
I'm here, Billy. Hi, everyone.
Oh, there she is. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Lynn, did you listen to all those folks as they're tuning on, signing on?
It's amazing. It's wonderful. It's
how wonderful.
That we can do this. This is for the Lord that we even get to do this, that he figured out a way and gave that to us as we are guided by the Holy Spirit, that we can do this and we can have prayer groups with people all over the world that we were all
absolutely
wanted to pray with. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, absolutely. You know, Lynn, I don't know exactly how all this works, but remember our dear friend, our scientist, our genius man that had to do Clyde McGee with so much of these things. And today, Lynn and I have been talking about it. We've got to get something. We have to get for the United States of America. And, of course, we go by what it is written. First of all, lift up those leaders. And, of course, we're lifting up, and we will before it's over. Lynn's going to lead us in a prayer. We're going to lift up our newly elected officials. But the officials that are in right now have really done a bad thing. And we feel that we must get, I know, we have to get forgiveness for this, for the United States of America. If we don't, a judgment is going to incur. If you have read some of the books that are out by Keurig and other people, some of the things that have happened in the United States, tragedies, the hurricane in New Orleans and terrible things have followed on mistakes the United States has made against Israel. I have a little book that you can send for. It's just the scriptures, which says judgment of the nations is for how they treat Israel. There's no other way nations as nations are judged. It's for how they treat Israel. Whether or not they go into the millennium as a nation is going to depend on how they treated Israel. I'm going to read you a couple of news items, and then Lynn and I will talk about it a bit, and then Lynn is going to lead you in a prayer. This is a news item from yesterday. There was a UN resolution passed, and that resolution that passed in the UN Security Council is against building settlements in what the Bible calls Judea and Samaria. Judea and Samaria is the ancient Israel of the Bible, are the mountains of Israel of Ezekiel chapter 36. I have a book I want you to order. It's called The Mountains of Israel, The Bible and the West Bank. It explains to you exactly what it is. It's by Norma Archbold, The Mountains of Israel, and we'll send it to you for $10. I'll tell you at the end how you can get it. But in this area, which is the Bible Israel, Jerusalem is in it, Bethlehem is in it, Shiloh is in it, all the Bible names. The UN voted, the Security Council, that Israel has no claim to it. And it reminds me of the scripture, Psalm 2, 1 through 6. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. But here's what God does. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy mountain of Zion. And so the Security Council did this. They only could do this if the United States abstained in the vote. So when we abstained, that made it go into effect that the United Nations, the nations are raging, and they're saying that Israel has no claim to the land and that the settlements have to be stopped. Now, yesterday, this was in the newspaper, Israel's government publicly accused the Obama administration Sunday of helping create and push the recently passed United Nations resolution condemning settlement activity, with a top official telling Fox News they have ironclad information on the U.S. government's involvement. Quote, "We have ironclad information from sources in both the Arab world and internationally that this was a deliberate push by the United States, and in fact, they helped create the resolution in the first place." This is today from the Jerusalem Post. Prior to the UN Security Council vote on anti-Israel settlement, Resolution 2334, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with a Palestinian delegation in early December in Washington to discuss the draft, agreeing to cooperate according to transcripts released by the Egyptian daily Al-Yom Al-Sabah. Now we know that Egypt has leaked it, that this is what happened. According to the report, Kerry, along with U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice, met with Secretary General of the PLO Executive Committee, the PLO, Yasser Arafat's organization, Sa'ad Barakat, and Majed Farage, head of the Palestinian Authority's General Intelligence Service. That would be the intelligence service of the Fatah, of a terrorist group. Kerry and Rice met with them. The United States on Friday broke with a long-standing approach of diplomatically shielding Israel and abstained on the United Nations Security Council resolution that passed with 14 countries in favor and none against. We have ironclad information that emanates from sources in the Arab world and that shows the Obama administration helped craft this resolution and pushed hard for its eventual passage. So that means that it is a passage that would divide Israel, and that Israel had no right to what the world calls the West Bank. So that would be, in effect, dividing God's land. And it is written in Joel 1:3 that God is going to take down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, God the Father, all those nations who divide his land. Folks, right now, the United States is in line for a judgment. Something, what is it? Does God sit up there and say, I'm going to get the U.S. today? No. He already said it. If you bless Israel, you get blessed. If you curse Israel, you get cursed. The enemy knows this, and he knows that if the U.S. curses Israel, then he has an open door to strike against the United States. So, Lynn, take it from here.
All right. Well,
Lynn, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Uh-huh.
All right.
Yes, we hear you.
I just want to say this. You know, in what we, the West Bank, or what we call Judea and Samaria, where all the settlements are, 750,000 Jews live there. And all, the area that this includes, as many of you have been to Israel with us probably, it includes the Jewish quarter in Jerusalem.
Yes.
Where Jews have lived. For it includes the temple, where the Western Wall is, all of that area would be under this, that they're saying you cannot live there. You can't be there. And mm-hmm. it's really scary, actually. Yet, remember what God did. When the Jews came home after they were dispersed to the nations, they were commanded by God to inhabit the land. The people that are living there are obeying the commandment of God to do it. And in some of those instances, if you've been to Israel with us, you know that some of those people live dangerous. It's dangerous in some of those areas for them to live, because a lot of Palestinian people live right around them, encircle them, like Ariel, which we go to all the time. So all of these, what this does is say to those people that are living there, you are illegal. You are illegal what you're doing. Well, we know that the UN, they're illegal, and they're anti-Semitic, the whole bunch of them. And, you know, to me, it needs to just go away. But anyway, the whole
yes.
thing is ridiculous. it's what did he what Trump called it a sad club. Well, I think it is a sad club, and that if anybody would even listen to him, they would be crazy. But anyway, so we need to pray, and what Billy was saying is that we need to pray and ask God for forgiveness. And I believe that we can do that today.
I believe we can, too. Lynn, we've got 36 states that we know for sure are on here. And I'm thinking,
right.
You remember, Lynn, that when Daniel got ready to ask forgiveness for his nation, he asked God for the prayer, and then he prayed. Would you
that
ask God for the prayer?
Prayer?
Yeah, that God would give us utterance.
Yeah, he does that. You can pray that God would grant prayer, and that means that your prayer is not just something that you're, even if you're praying the word, but it's not just that, it's that God would actually feed your prayer, that heaven feeds your prayer. And so that's what we're believing with all of us today, that heaven is going to feed our prayer. And you know how God empowered the church in this last election to pray. And I believe he's empowering the church now as we ask and ask for mercy for the United States.
Oh,
mercy
God.
For America, because these
mercy.
People are ignorant and they don't know.
Yes.
And so right now, Father, first of all, we want to thank you that you gave us this opportunity that we could come. We could come to the throne of grace. And we know, Father, how you've opened a door to bless America, a wonderful blessing that has come to us. And so, Father, those that have seen, first of all, this resolution that has come down, I'm asking you now to visit our president-elect. I'm asking you, Father, to visit all of his so-called staff and cabinet and show them exactly what to do, how they can slap this resolution down and how they can keep in the future from these things happening for the protection of America. And so, Father, right now, all of us together, we ask you for forgiveness for the United States
Lord.
Of America.
We've got to
we
have
ask
forgiveness.
You, Father, for mercy toward this nation. We know that
oh,
it's
heaven.
Not right. And so, Heavenly Father, please, today, we ask you
today.
To forgive this nation for what it's done. We see the wrong
please
in it.
Forgive.
And we're sorry, Lord. We're sorry for it. And we ask you to forgive us, forgive the United States of America and all those that are in authority, those that actually came together and wrote out this terrible resolution. Lord, we ask you for mercy for them that they don't know. And we ask you, Father, for light for them that they would see how you could be cursed if you don't bless Israel. And so, Father, we thank you right now. Let's just pray in other tongues. Point your tongues toward this situation.
That could gain. So many are not in agreement, Lord.
Yes, and we are not in agreement.
No.
And even in Genesis 18, Lord, you said if the righteous would ask, one would even
ask.
We know they would be answered. And so, Father, you said to ask for forgiveness. And so we need to ask now.
We even beg and plead for it, Lord.
Yes,
Shondo, it's a
you,
sin.
Father.
It's a sin against you. Terrible
yes,
sin.
Father.
And against your holy word, your will that you've written.
We ask for answers. For this resolution, answers. Your
Rito, Lord, your answers. The things that are needed from heaven to block this thing.
Yes.
Be pronged a judgment that would come, that would stay the hand of the enemy.
That you would turn the tide. Judgment would come. They would know and understand, Father, find ways to get the solution to them so that they would not be judged. Oh, Father, we thank you right now that those that minister to Israel would be ministered to. Those, Lord, you said in your word in Matthew that if we would ask, Father, at this time, and that if we would minister to Israel, that America would be blessed and we wouldn't be a goat nation. We would be a sheep nation. We would side in with Israel at every place, at every turn. We would side with Israel.
So bless me today when I heard you states announce that you're from the 13 original colonies. We have a lot of you there today. We even have Delaware and Massachusetts, Virginia and Ohio and New York and Georgia and others, and just so thrilled that you're there. The original states, Lord, were founded upon your word. And they are represented here today. And they are asking you, and we're asking you for forgiveness.
Yes, Lord, we receive that forgiveness. We receive it.
We receive it, Lord. We plead the blood, Lord.
Yes, we plead the blood against this whole resolution in the name of Jesus. We put the blood against it.
Baba kala kala tonya ni kala tara kodonje di kada haja jakte.
No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. And this is a weapon against our nation. We stand against this weapon. And we say, "Will not prosper." In Jesus' name. It cannot go forward.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
It comes to nothing.
It comes to nothing. It comes to nothing in Jesus' name.
And we pray right now, Father, for Israel and for the Jewish people, that those people living out in the in Judea and Samaria and the territories, all the settlements, Father, those that we know so well, Father, they would not be afraid. And we bind fear and take authority over it in Jesus' name. And they would put faith in their God that told them to live in those places. We ask you, Father, for strength for them. Make them strong in their purpose. Make them strong in your plan in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
In the name above all names. Oh,
hallelujah.
And while we're together here, I want to pray something else for Israel and for the United States and for Europe. You're here even from, others are from Europe online. And that is against any plots. It is written in Hebrews 4:13 that everything is naked to whom we have to do. I read online today that they found someone in France, I believe it was, who had planned 5 New Year's Eve plots against France. So right now, let us, Lynn, can you lead us in the prayer for that, please?
Specifically, I was alerted to something yesterday. I was in a rent-a-car place, and there was a Middle Eastern man there, and he was renting a car in his name. Where I am right now is not New Orleans, but he was renting a car for Mardi Gras. And, you know, I just knew, I just knew right away.
I heard that plots were being found against Easter. Even all the way up to Easter they're planning. Right. I saw that somewhere yesterday.
Those of you that are on today, make sure that you're pleading the blood over your church. And
I heard New Orleans. I heard someone from New Orleans even sign in.
Yes. So you keep the blood over your state and over your nation, especially during these times when it would seem like a door could be open. But we've asked the Lord for forgiveness, and we know that the Lord has forgiven us and has forgiven this nation.
Yay, I believe it. Yay, I believe it.
Thank
you, Lord.
Yay,
I believe it.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord. So we plead the blood of Jesus over this nation. We thank you, Father, that this is a blood-washed nation, Father. Every conspiracy, it is brought to nothing now before it can come into fruition. Every plot, in the name of Jesus, we bind you and we take authority over you, over all of our borders, over border controls, over all waterways in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Over every catastrophe in the name of Jesus, we bind you and we say you cannot work. We stop you and paralyze you in Jesus' name. And we say you will not
work. The Trump family. The Trump family.
Yes, and over them, all of the Trump family, their children, yes, and him, all of the cabinet, in the name of Jesus.
All of them, until the inauguration, covering the inauguration.
Yes, that's what I said, cover it right now. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over all
these events. Blood of Jesus over all activities.
If there are those conspiring to do anything during that inauguration, we take authority over it in the name of Jesus. It will go well in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, it will go well. Peaceful blood, the blood, the blood, the blood.
Hallelujah.
The mighty blood of Jesus, the mighty blood.
And if there's anybody on the phone that's going to the inauguration, remember what you're there for. You would be there to pray during that inauguration. And if you have access to that, you would be there to pray.
We have people online, Lynn, from Virginia. Quite a few from Virginia, and I know that's the D.C. area. So
yes,
control
yes.
that area. Make it a Goshen, a land of Goshen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And we can do it, too, because it's our nation's capital.
Yes, it is. Yes, and we're responsible. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we're glad to be. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you've afforded us this great and precious responsibility for our nation. And we take it with great gratitude toward you that you found us, Lord, worthy of our vocation and that you put it before us in Jesus' name and that we can stand with you. Thank you, Lord, because we know we stand with Jesus in these things. Hallelujah.
Amen. And we thank you, Lord, that our nation is going to build its embassy in Jerusalem. We thank you, Lord, for that. And we watch over that in prayer, over all that planning, over all that thinking, in the name above every name, that
thank
we would acknowledge
Lord.
Jerusalem as God acknowledges Jerusalem. Oh, that we would line up with God. That we would line
thank
up
you,
with
Father.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father,
thank you, Jesus. Praise
that we would
God.
Humble ourselves to the Word of God and say that the Word of God is true in all matters. And therefore, we ask for a government that lines up with the Word of God.
Yes.
And Father, forgive us that in the past times, we've not really obeyed 1 Timothy 2:1. But we will now, Lord. We will now. We will
first of all
lift them up. And we will give them the support and prayer that they need, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Father.
To first of all bless Israel. And we do thank you and
Lord,
trust you for their safety.
Yes. Mm. Thank you, Lord. And we pray for Prime Minister Netanyahu and all of his cabinet.
Oh, amen.
Father, that you would show them exactly what to do to even help President-elect Trump in his decision and what to do, that they would be a part of what to do about Israel. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We pray for our Rosta de Macaya, our Shenuto do Brande, ambassador to Israel. Father,
Lord.
We lift him up and keep him safe. His
thank
thoughts
you,
are right. His statement that he has made. We lift him
thank
up
you,
in the name of Jesus. We lift him
thank
up
you,
in the name of the Lord. We do thank you so much for joining us today. Each one of you have been a mighty part because of where you are. Habitational authority means so much. And so in all the areas where you are, remember to keep those heavens free from demons. We don't have authority over men, but we do over the prince of the power of the air. So let them reign in your area. Each morning, sit up there and take your authority. I have a little book that I've written on sitting in that seat and taking your authority. Any of our many books that you would like to have, because you have listened today, we will give them to you free. I especially want you to have the little mini book on how the land belongs to Israel, God's promises to Israel of the land. It's a mini book, and it's just the scriptures where God promised Israel the land. Then we have another mini book that says, the nations, the judgment of the nations All Nations Are Judged on How They Treat Israel. That's another mini book with just the scriptures. And I'm going to tell our office to send those mini books to you free. There are three mini books I'm offering you free. One on God's promises to Israel. Two on the judgment of the nations is how they treat Israel. And three is how to use your authority. And then for $10, I would like to offer you an amazing book that was written in Israel by an Englishwoman, and she wrote it in Ariel. She took a place of abode there and wrote it, The Mountains of Israel, The Bible and the West Bank. It's what the Bible says about the West Bank. You know, someone said at a church party when Abraham Lincoln, when the war was just beginning, they said, well, we know one thing, the Lord is on our side. And Abraham Lincoln says, it concerns me not one bit that the Lord is on our side. What concerns me is that our country and myself and we are on the Lord's side. And the Lord's side is written in His book. And so we have to lean ourselves and give ourselves to the Lord's side. You can reach us without charge, 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447, and order these books. Now, it is a holiday week for some of our people, so it might take them a little time to answer, but they will. And just call 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write us at Billy Brim Ministries, Box 4040, Branson, Missouri, 65615. I cannot thank you enough for being with us today. I know that we obeyed the Lord, and through our prayers, God will save our nation from a judgment that would have fallen. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lynn.
Oh, thank you, Billy. Bye, everybody. Love y'all.
Bye, everyone. Shalom, shalom. We see you next week. Bye.